almost 1 year later.
Like, I didn't even start off with the welcome back to the PCU podcast.
We just gotta bring up the fact that it's almost been a year.
It's, when was the last time we did this?
September 28th, last episode.
And it is now...
It's the 6th?
The 6th? I don't know, my phone's charging.
Or it's the 7th?
7th, it's the 7th.
Wow, I'm dumb. Anyway, guys, welcome...
You had the laptop right here. I know.
Welcome back to the PCU podcast. Just two people this time.
Do you ever contact Mike?
Did you?
No, because I tried to get in hold of Oscar, and he didn't pick up.
Oh, I didn't contact Mike either. Whoops.
Fuck.
And he lives right down the street.
You're an asshole.
Well, it was a great start.
We'll try to get them back on? See what's happening?
We'll talk to them.
Yeah.
But it's our first episode in a year.
And we have missed a lot of shit.
Last thing we talked about, I don't even remember.
Neither do I, because you fucking named it so weird. It was like, this is just, and our third part didn't even upload.
Yeah, that's the reason why I named it, this is just, ugh. But,
so yeah, you can tell how great we are.
Let's talk about a little bit what happened within that year, and why we stopped doing the podcast. I started senior year, and currently I finished my senior year of high school. Thank you.
Out of that hellhole.
James is now 3 years out of high school or two?
Two. Like barely a fucking year. One, almost two.
I can't do math.
Damn, I don't know where you got. I don't even know where you got three from. Like two at least is a little understandable.
Yeah, but most of us started senior year and we kind of just let the PCU die.
Yeah, and then the other day, like, I was thinking about the PCU and I literally just messaged Justin, hey, let's bring this shit back. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything. I started college, and you don't go every day. So you have days in between that you're not going, you're not doing anything. And I said, you know what, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Also, if you hear a squeak, it's my bed.
Yeah, we upgraded from a garage to a bedroom.
Yep.
We're great.
Oh, yeah, that also happened.
Yeah, Justin is now in a bedroom.
Yep.
I'm in a new house.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I'm no longer in a garage either. We're moving up in the world, Justin.
We are.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. So, as you guys know, PC Podcast is a podcast
about nerd shit.
Basically, Disney, Marvel, DC, anything else you can think of nerd-wise. Probably going to be mentioned in this podcast.
And then our one random one about 13 Reasons Why.
I guess I can... Well... Yeah, that's true.
We like to get a little serious sometimes.
It's good to have serious conversations, especially what's happening right now. But what we're going to try to do is we're going to keep to a consistent one podcast a week.
Every Wednesday. Well, this is Saturday. With Justin, I had two things that came up.
Something happened with my family, but we're doing good now. So you're going to get this one probably today or tomorrow. Tomorrow probably for you guys, and then we're going to bring out another one Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
And we're going to consistently do Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, we'll figure it out when it decides to upload, because sometimes it just decides to not upload.
But we love Anchor.
We do love Anchor. Anchor's great.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. That's the year. We're kind of just... It's a new rebirth of the PC podcast.
And hopefully we'll be able to bring back Mikey and Oscar.
Hopefully. We thought that since the first episode back, why not make it a decently long one for the year we missed?
Yeah, we can probably try to bring back some stuff that we missed. Like, we can do a review on Endgame.
That's so long ago.
It's like it was in April.
I would have to rewatch. Yeah, it's September.
That's not that long, you swear.
Like 4 or 5 months.
We're doing a review on that game.
Fine. I have to watch it again.
So do I. I have to, like, go buy it at Best Buy or something.
I'm not trying to buy that shit. I'll find it somewhere legally.
You're not wrong.
But, we're gonna... Speaking of Marvel, which is involved with Disney, D23 just happened.
Nice segue.
It was a stretch, but we gotta get there somehow.
So, as he said, this is gonna be just about everything that happened at D23 as much as we can get without really being there.
Yeah, because just to let you guys know, we're poor as hell.
Yeah,
We
it's.
don't have money for D23.
I want to go to D23 though.
We both do.
I'll go to D23 one year. I have to. Like, it's like a life goal of mine.
I'll join you one of these days.
One, like 40.
But D23 was 3 days, right? It was
Yes.
3 day th so it was a 3 day event, which I didn't know only goes once every 2 years.
The more you know.
I
You're
found that
welcome.
out probably 20 minutes before we started recording. So we're gonna do a general recap of what happened.
And give our opinions on some of the stuff that got announced and so we're excited for some things that we can't stand. Every Disney live action remake ever fucking made.
We're going to get there. Hold your horses. So let's just get into it.
Okay, Phil DeFranco.
Okay, so let's start with the Disney Legends. This I didn't know existed. They announced, let's see, 1, 2, 3,
We're reading our notes.
12 different people that were considered Disney Legends. Or what is, like, do you know anything about Disney Legends?
No, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know much
And
about
you're the
Disney
Disney
Legends.
fanatic.
Okay, you know what? I can leave.
Have fun.
I
No one's gonna give you a ride home.
can walk home.
Fucking far.
Done it before.
This is basically your MLB Hall of Famers, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, it's like your walk of the little stars in Hollywood, or if you're in Canton.
This is given to people who are a
I guess contributor to
major
Disney?
contributor to Disney, whether it's in your Disney movies, whether it's your Disney TV shows, whether it's
Your Imagineer, a cast member.
Marvel, anywhere within the Disney franchise,
If you did something great for Disney,
you're on here. You're gonna be on here.
more than likely. It's kind of like the W. It's like the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but let's be real. They kind of just let anyone in there.
Why isn't Chris Benoit on there then?
We're not gonna get to that. So let's just go down the list of our 12 Disney legends. First off, we have Christina Aguilera.
She what?
Yeah, so Christina Aguilera was part of the Mickey Mouse Club from 1993 to 1995 and has had a close relationship with Disney ever since.
That's great.
Want to do the
Why'd you make me do this? Wing
next one?
Chow, former architect for Walt Disney Parks and Resorts. So I haven't personally seen any of his works,
I think we,
but
I'm sure you have, we just
yeah,
don't
we
know
just
exactly what he's
don't know
done.
exactly what he's done, but I'm pretty sure dude has done some legendary shit. I'm sorry that I can't really be like, oh, look at the this for this, because I do actually go to the Disney parks a good amount. Go to Galaxy's Edge, you'll fucking love it.
Next up on our list is the godfather of MCU, the man that pretty much started it all,
Robert Downey Jr.
RDJ. For those of you who have no idea who that is, which I hope is none of you,
Yeah, especially if you're listening to this.
he is Iron Man, from Marvel Studios.
Iconic. I wouldn't pick anyone else to play Iron Man. I think he just kind of embodies who Iron Man is.
He looks like Iron Man.
He is Iron Man. Well, they kind of made.
That's okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm doing the new one. The next one. Up next is Jon Favreau. He's directed some Marvel movies. He's directed recently for Disney. He recently directed. I can't
Come
English.
on,
It's been a
James.
while. All right. Damn. He recently directed live action Lion King, which was just Lion King without any seasoning, in the great words of Yoshi Johnson. And he's also Happy from
He's Happy Hogan in
and
both Spider-Man movies.
Iron Man. So yeah, well,
We'll get into Spider-Man later.
yeah.
Next up is James Earl Jones, who, for those that don't know, Darth Vader and Mufasa in both the live action and animation for Lion King.
Shout out to James Earl Jones, man. Straight up
James
legend.
Earl Jones is a straight up legend. The fact that he had to wear a scuba mask just to be able to do the Darth Vader voice, I wouldn't commit.
And he did. And it's like debatably his biggest role of all time. I mean, he's one of the greatest villains of all time.
You know what's really funny is that now that I think about it, you don't see his face in either of his big roles.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
So
you're right.
sad.
I'm sorry. Still a legend, though. I don't know how to pronounce this next one.
Bette Midler.
Bette Midler, I hated that. All right, lit. She's Winifred in Hocus Pocus. Georgette? And Oliver and Company. She's in fucking
She
Fantasia.
was part of Fantasia.
Wow.
Yeah. Next up is the man, the myth, the legend, Kenny Ortega, who has directed and choreographed Newsies, Hocus Pocus, Cheetah Girls 2, every single movie of the High School Musical franchise, and Descendants.
Did he do all the Descendants, or did he just do the Descendants?
I think he did both.
There's three.
There's three?
There's three.
I don't fucking know.
Kenny Ortega, as much as I hate to admit it, was a giant part of my childhood because I was literally forced to watch fucking Cheetah Girls and like High School Musical.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I've watched all three High School Musicals and I still sing the songs to the first two movies to this day.
I know majority of the songs from High School Musical. Newsies is like one of my all-time favorite like musical Broadway things, even though he didn't really do the Broadway from Disney, but that's all right because he got Christian Bale to sing. And that's all you really need to know. He got fucking Batman to sing.
I'm giving you all the hard names,
I know,
and
you
I don't feel
asshole.
bad.
I'm gonna butcher the fuck out of this.
Go.
Barnett? Rosai? Ricky?
Richie.
Richie?
Oh my God. Barnett Richie.
Barnett Ritchie choreographed and directed Disney shows, including Fantasmic, which is a fantastic fucking show. If you guys are ever at Disneyland or at Walt Disney World, if you're listening from Florida, how you doing? Go watch Fantasmic. It's great. It's right there on the
Don't.
Rivers of America.
Okay, but don't kill yourself.
I know, I almost gave myself an aneurysm. I apologize, but it's right there in the Rivers of America. It's a fantastic, nice little water slash light show that has some fireworks, Disney characters. It's classic. I can't pronounce your name, but you're a legend.
The next two, when I read these two names, I know who they are. I still don't really understand why they're in. They're Disney Legends, but Robin Roberts and Diane Sawyer both work for ABC. Robin Roberts used to work for ESPN. I don't know if she still works for them now.
I don't know either.
But whatever.
Why are you like this?
I actually unintentionally gave you that one.
I know you didn't. Don't lie to me.
No, I actually did. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, you can say it.
Ming-Na Wen.
Want me to read this?
Yep.
Plays Melinda May in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and she's gonna be in Mulan? Or
No, she
she.
voiced Mulan.
Oh, she voiced
She
Mulan?
voiced Mulan.
Shout out to you.
Yep. Which, that's arguably like one of my favorite Disney princess movies.
Oh, Mulan's great.
Mulan is fantastic.
Mulan is great. And
Mulan
then
has the first bisexual prince.
stop. Here, let's just sort of stop right there to that one. Well, I don't know who's like as you are. I just kind of watch this shit sometimes. I obviously know some that I'm more a little invested in. It's been a cool minute since I've seen Mulan. I'm not gonna watch the live action.
I think it's off of Netflix already for Disney
They
Plus.
are starting to take a lot of things off of
I know
Netflix for
Pocahontas
Disney.
is already off because I read Netflix li like leaving and coming.
I read those. I used to read those a lot, and then I just kind of stopped.
I still do just because I want to see what's coming.
Once I stopped bringing my fucking Marvel shows, I stopped.
And last but not least is Hans Zimmer. I
Hans
almost say
Zimmer.
Hans Zimmerman. Oh my God.
It's all right. We all mess up sometimes, like me with half these names. It's all
Yeah,
right.
I know. Hans Zimmer, composer of For All Pirates of the. Do you say Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Okay. Either or. For all Pirates of the Caribbean movies, he also composed for Lion King and composed the music for the original Iron Man.
Hans Zimmer, just great fucking composer, great musical icon to all.
So, congratulations to all 12 Disney Legends.
Sorry, I butchered majority of your names because Justin's an asshole.
I didn't do it on purpose. I'm not that mean. So, next up, we are going to be talking about all of the things that are coming to Disneyland, Disney World,
Just the Disney parks.
Disney parks, all of them. The one in Anaheim, Florida, Hong Kong, Shanghai, France.
Tokyo.
I forgot Tokyo has one.
I don't think anything really got announced for Tokyo, though.
No, sorry, Tokyo.
We still love you, though. I'm gonna visit you one day, I swear.
That's actually my brother's like goal is to visit every single Disney park in the
Me
world.
and your brother have the same goal.
I kind of want to do it too, but like I'm not like as high, like, for you guys.
Well, then you can get the fuck out of her way.
I'll go with you guys, but... so let's start with,
probably the one of the more anticipated ones.
So I wasn't really keeping up with D23 that much when it was going on. But when I did when I was doing research for this podcast.
Yes, we did research.
This one popped up and it shocked me. This is one of the coolest things I've ever heard.
And the concept art for it and the little scale they have for it, it looks like it's going to be something that's like, I'm going to have to go do. Definitely.
We're talking about the new Star Wars hotel that's coming.
To Walt Disney World.
So that'd be Florida.
Yes, we're going to Florida for this.
So this is a little bit about what you're going to expect. So this is a two-day, two-night aboard what is called the Halcyon. It is supposed to feel like a cruise ship in space. However, it is...
It's going to be built. I don't know where it's going to be built.
I don't know where it's going to be either. But it's an actual hotel. It's not a cruise. Each cabin and window will not show the ocean like a cruise, but it's going to be...
Like you're in space. Like you're actually on a Star Cruiser in the Star Wars universe.
So your experience is actually not going to begin the minute you get on. It's actually going to start before you even get on. What's going to happen is you're going to orbit and dock with the ship. So you're basically going to go from regular world and you're going to go straight into space like that.
You're being transformed or transformed.
Oh, God, what's that word?
I don't know.
Transported.
Yeah. Are you being transported to the Star Wars world?
I was thinking translocator, but that's Sombra from Overwatch.
Okay. That's a dead game. R.I.P.
Don't talk about like
that. It's dead, Justin.
The staff will be dressed as various aliens, which I don't know how you're going to do that.
Okay. You can pull it off.
Where are you going to go with that? Are you going to go like cartoon, like green alien, or are you going to go like...
Have you watched Star Wars?
No. Well, this isn't, like, technically... Well, I guess, yeah. Actually, no, I haven't. Okay. I haven't watched all of them.
Well, you're going to force me to watch Harry Potter. You're watching now, watching Star Wars.
You also watch Avatar. So choose one.
Avatar is so simple. It's, like, 60 episodes, and they're, like 25 minutes each.
I have commitment issues.
You do.
I know. But, you're
single.
You don't talk about that. Don't make me cry on this episode.
It'll give you a fucking existential crisis.
Guests decide what their experience is going to be like. You have a couple options. You can train with a lightsaber against a droid. You can visit the bridge and steer the boat. I guess there's going to be a bridge in the hotel.
Sounds great.
Or you can sneak into the engine room to find rebels plotting the resistance.
It's going to be me. You'll see me in there.
The ship will also stop on... am I going to butcher this like the name? Batuu?
Batuu.
You watch Star Wars.
Batuu, that sounds like
Batuu. The planet that houses Disney World's Galaxy's Edge. Basically, what's going to happen is guests will leave the hotel and head over to the Black Spire outpost in Galaxy's Edge, as if you're going on a short excursion like you are on a real cruise ship.
It hasn't been... There's no release date on it, and there's no prices yet, but expect a very pretty penny. For this
is going to be expensive. This is probably going to be one of the more expensive cruises that Disney has.
It's not even a cruise.
One of the most expensive things that Disney offers.
But it seems like, from what we've seen and from concept art, you guys are more than welcome to look at the concept for yourself.
It's going
to
be worth it.
It seems like it might be worth it. Just like buying that fucking lightsaber that they was.
I know my dad doesn't like Disney stuff, but Star Wars is one thing and he's probably going to want to do this. James, hit us with the next one.
Okay, so they are doing reconstruction on the Hong Kong castle. As you know, in Disney parks, the castle is a big mainstay. Like, it's a big thing that, like, every Disney park has.
Everyone has it. Whether it's their own design or not, you know it's a Disney castle.
You know what you're seeing. You're getting a Disney castle. And they're doing reconstruction to kind of make it... How do I explain this one?
There's going to be 13 sections on the castle. Each one is going to represent the different heroines within Disney.
Yeah, and it's also getting like a bit of the one from Anaheim. It's kind of looking like the base, but it's also looking like it's going over the older one. It looks interesting. Go look at, like, there's a model for it, and you guys can see it. It looks really fucking good. put it that way.
For those who don't know, it's mainly going to be Disney princesses and the other ones that aren't considered princesses but still have their own movies.
It's great.
And also, take note, heroines, no heroes. So you're not going to see Hercules, you're not going to see any male.
Yeah, it's heroines. Disney princesses.
Yep. Next up, there's going to be a Disney New York hotel. This is in New York, correct?
I assume so, since it's Disney New York.
Okay, it's going to be a New York hotel, Marvel-themed.
Which I am excited for, but are they... here's the thing with a lot of the Marvel projects going on surrounding Disney. Has Spider-Man.
It's a mess.
And then Spider-Man just kind of got fucking yanked. So... we'll get into that more than likely next Wednesday.
Next week, we'll probably end up doing that.
Or on Wednesday, because we kind of, like I said, we're giving you a short week for these two podcasts, and it's kind of be going to...
just to make up time, guys. Yeah. Just to make up time.
But we'll get more into the Spider-Man thing than that, but it's supposed to be a nice hotel that's themed towards Marvel, and it's celebrating the 80 years of Marvel, which, by the way, Marvel is 80. Marvel's old as shit.
That's based on comics, right?
Yes.
Okay.
MCU is
2008.
So it's about 11.
It's only 11 years?
It's 11. Don't look at me like that.
You guys can't see my face. I'm shook as hell right now.
It's only 11.
That makes sense, but we don't count Hulk, that's why. Okay, never mind.
It's... What Hulk? Like, 2003 Hulk? Or like...
yeah, we don't count that Hulk.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the one that's actually in the MCU. Like,
No.
I'm like, well, yeah, we do. It's sadly, part of the MCU.
Sadly, that one didn't have its own standalone movie, but I don't think it needed it.
Nah, it didn't.
Do you really consider the 2003 Hulk as part of it?
No.
Never mind then.
So, cover the hotel.
You know Disney Lodge. You know a little bit about this, right?
Not really. I just know they're making a fucking Disney Lodge. Kind of, they're basically making another hotel, but it's kind of like an outdoorsy kind of thing.
With a lakeside view, kind of.
Yeah. It looks nice for the concept art. I don't know. There wasn't too many details given on it, so I can't really say.
Yeah, just to be clear, some of these were just announced. There was not much information. Some of them had artwork, some of them didn't.
And it was like, you know, the people who were there probably would know a lot more than we do, but...
some of them don't even have names.
Broke. What do you mean?
This next one?
Cirque de Los A?
Cirque du Soleil.
I said it right when I told them, I swear. It's been a year, alright?
Damn, James. Okay. Cirque du Soleil's gonna have its own show. It's gonna be celebrating Disney Studios. That's about as much information we has on it.
Yeah, also this one, celebrating 50 years of Disney World, so...
congrats, Disney World.
Congrats, Disney World. I've never been. I will visit you one day.
Anaheim was created first.
Okay, we're flexed, but okay.
There's going to be a Zootopia Land heading to Shanghai Disney.
Which actually sounds pretty cool.
If you're doing, like, the different sections of Zootopia, because there's, like, four or five of them, if you're basing it off that, that's genius.
That's also giant.
Well, you don't have to do, like the two-scale... kind of thing. Like, you can just do like small sections of each one.
That's true, and you can make it a little smaller, because I was like, if you want to do that, you can sort of make a whole Disney park based on fucking Zootopia.
Yeah, Zootopia to me is probably one of the more underrated Disney movies.
It's highly underrated. I'd recommend that to anybody. If you don't want to watch like mainstream like princess movies, or like,
this is the thing, this touches on so many real life topics that it's not even funny.
It's funny
but like the fact that they covered this much in a kid's movie.
And there's a Breaking Bad reference.
Is there really?
Yeah.
What is it?
When the sheep's cooking the little balls.
Oh.
And he has the hazmat thing on. That's a reference towards Breaking Bad.
Oh, wow.
In the little train station.
There you go.
Yeah. They referenced meth.
Zootopia has
meth.
Pretty much everything.
There's something that's pretty interesting.
I should not mind seeing a section of it being put in Disney somewhere. I don't know where it would go, but I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Target?
No, the Zootopia.
Oh. I thought we were going on to the next topic. I was like,
well,
you want a Target?
Now.
I'm like, you want a Target in Disneyland?
Speaking of Target, James, go ahead.
So, there's not going to be Target in Disneyland. But Target and Disney are collabing to make I guess like a mini Disney store.
Yeah, it's a small section of the store, so it's gonna be just Disney. So
Bitch,
basically, you're gonna have a small Disney store that you see at the mall in
that's what I
Target.
just said. Fuck, you almost elbowed me. You gotta check out my eye. My eyes are like the only good thing I have about me, Justin. I don't need this.
Oh, I spelled parade completely
How do
wrong.
you spell it? Parage? There's a new Parage called Magic Happens coming to Disneyland near you. If it's near you.
Todrick Hall, who is a very famous singer, songwriter, dancer, Broadway star. This guy's in everything pretty much. He has wrote the music for the parade. And
Jordan Fisher performed the song at the panel,
yeah, at D23.
which is great. And it's coming in spring of 2020, so it's not too far away.
It's not. That's
It's coming to Disneyland. It's about how long? Spring.
September, October, November, December.
There's
I'm
two
gonna
seasons
say
away.
6 months.
It's two seasons, about a half a year. And yeah, it's gonna f they're gonna have these. They had the concept art, and the Coco float looks so damn good.
Coco Float has the like the pedal like
Yeah, it
bridge,
has the
right?
pedal bridge and like the floats, like from what they I think they only showed the one. I'm not sure if they had a Moana one. We're getting new stuff like Coco, Moana, some old classics like Sleeping Beauty.
I'm sure Snow White's gonna be in there somewhere.
Yeah, you know, it's a Disney parade, and it looks like it's gonna be really good. The song is really good. Jordan Fisher has an amazing voice.
With Todrick Hall involved, who's writing the music, there's no reason why this should be a bad parade.
You're not wrong.
There's no reason why. We're gonna get into one of the biggest anticipated sections of Disney that's gonna be coming to California Adventure.
Should we bring this up, or should we just kind of go under and then just bring that one up?
Oh, do you wanna skip this one for now?
We can.
Okay, we'll do this. Okay, go
Okay, so sorry to kind of blue balls y'all, but
ahead.
so there's Mickey's Runaway Railroad, which is coming to Walt Disney World and Hollywood Studios, and you know they showed what the little the train car is gonna look like inside. And it's basically gonna be like you finally got a Mickey ride at Disneyland.
Is that really the first Mickey ride?
We finally have one. I'm
Oh
not sure if
my
it's like the
God.
like first, but you know it's been a minute.
Oh wow. Okay.
Eliana just
Yeah, did she?
messaged
Oh yeah. I'll get back to her on
you. Yeah. Yeah, we're in the middle of the podcast, and she literally showed up for once for,
that
or she's supposed to be part of the main cast. Anyway, but
one. Tell us good news, James.
it's coming to Disneyland.
Come to Disneyland.
We're getting one in Anaheim. Mickey's Runaway Railroad will be taking. Will be in Disney, Mickey's Toontown,
Which makes the most sense because you have the houses of the characters there.
and it'll be taking over. It'll be taking over one of the gift shops, the one right next to Mickey's house.
There's a gift shop there?
There's a gift shop. There's like three.
I went with you.
Yeah, I know. That was a very weird conversation we had in the middle of Toontown.
We're not gonna get into that part,
We
okay?
were not, but
But I didn't see a gift shop.
okay.
Oh,
So
wait.
there's yeah, we went in.
Oh, it's taking over that gift shop?
It's taking over that gift shop. It's a pretty big gift shop.
Oh, that poor gift shop. I like that gift
So
shop.
do I. But it's taking over.
I mean, we didn't buy anything there, but
I'm drawing a blank on what it's called, but
it's
it's taking
next to Clarabelle's ice
ice cream.
cream.
Yeah, it's taking over the gift shop right there.
For those that know what's
What
happening at
we're
Disney.
talking about? If not, then I'm sorry.
Now finally to the what I said was the most anticipated one.
If you're in Disneyland,
California Adventure.
if you're in Disneyland, well, I mean, if you're in Anaheim.
Anaheim's California Adventure Park.
Yes. And if you're in, where else is it coming to? Paris.
If you're in Paris and if you're in Hong Kong,
This is very anticipated. If you're a Marvel fan, the Avengers Campus.
the Avengers Campus is coming soon, and we got a lot more information on what's happening there.
For one, we got the name.
Yes, we got we all you can. So for those that live outside of the U.S., well, parts of the U.S. and California, all you see are walls being put up that says Stark Industries.
Yeah, Stark done bought us out.
This is replacing Bugs Land in.
R.I.P.
No one went there.
I walked through it.
Everyone, well, you walked through it. You walked through it to get the Guardians.
No, I walked through it to get to Pixar Pier.
That's true. But it's replacing Bugs Land. It's gonna go in that area for those that know the Disneyland layout.
It's literally gonna be. You go past our mini Hollywood Studios, you go into Guardians, and once you're in Guardians, you're basically gonna be in Avengers
Yeah,
Campus,
that's
because they're gonna
where.
be also considering that part of the Avengers
But
Campus.
yeah, it's gonna. I think it's gonna stop. Once you go past Guardians, it's going to stop him right there.
And that's going to be the technical entrance?
Yep. So, what's happening at this Avengers campus?
We are getting a Spider-Man dark ride.
So, the Spider-Man ride is going to be at the heart of the campus. It's going to be the big ride there, which...
I wouldn't say the big ride, because we're getting a literal... There's not many details put on it, but basically we're getting a battle where we join the Avengers. So I'm not saying Spidey's going to be the biggest ride there. It's going to be the biggest ride
as of
when it first comes.
As of right now, it's the biggest ride.
But once that Avengers battle comes out, then I don't know about that one, Chief. Yeah, it's kind of like how Galaxy's Edge is right now. You can ride the Millennium Falcon, but the Rise of Resistance is coming soon.
One of the bigger things that's going to happen at Avengers Campus is you're going to have an opportunity to be Tony Stark. You're going to be able to use, I think it's touchscreen, it's some kind of motion sensor.
You know how, like,
technology?
Yeah, it's pretty, basically how, like, Tony would be able to, like, look at his stuff and, like, literally pick things out, like, when he was looking at the Tesseract and looking at stuff, how it made, you can, that technology's kind of there.
It's not gonna be
that in-depth.
As advanced, but you're going to be able to use voice command and use motion sensory to look at any suit you want.
We'll go in depth detail onto it.
Go into any vehicle that is within the MCU. Same thing with the suits. You're not going to see like the Spider-Man 2099 suit.
Yeah, it's going to be within the MCU. Sadly, we're not going to be able to see the 2099 suit. We're not going to see any Miles. We're not going to, you know, be able to see anything that badass looking. But we still get some pretty badass looking suits regardless.
Looking at, because we just took a look at what it looks, the technology looks like. It's badass.
It is very cool looking, and I'm very excited. And this is coming very soon, sooner than I thought. It's spring 2020.
So
is when Avengers Campus is going to have an opening.
If you get your Disney Pass now,
you should.
Justin. You are able. You're going to be able to get to go in and see this. Not exactly when it opens, because they're probably going to do the whole Star Wars Land thing.
It opened on the day it said it opened.
Well, no, you got to buy tickets.
Oh, the reservation day? Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's big enough.
Really?
Star Wars... okay, Avengers itself, like MCU, it's big. But the land itself isn't big enough.
It
wouldn't
be hard to block it off because they're doing it now.
That's true, but like, when I tell you Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is huge, Justin, like, trust me, I went the other day for the first time.
Well, to be fair, I haven't been there since it...
Yeah, you haven't...
Since it opened. Well, actually, I haven't been there since before it opened.
Yeah, me and my cousin were able to literally go the other day. We bought lightsabers. Great, it's a fantastic experience. If you guys have the money, do it. But
how much was it?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
$215.
What?
It was a very impulse buy, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. If you're a giant Star Wars fan, something you've always dreamed of as a kid, to build your own lightsaber and be able to fucking wave that bitch around like you're a Jedi.
Okay.
And when you're in there, it's like the atmosphere, the dude talking, like, you know, giving you the backstory. It's badass. Anyway, I'm getting off topic.
I saw your cousin's lightsaber not work at first.
That was yikes. Anyway.
Back to Avengers Campus.
Yeah, a little off topic. My bad.
Another thing, you're going to be able to design your own suit.
Which is pretty badass.
I don't know if it's along the lines of the lightsaber.
I don't think they'll let you buy your own suit. Well, that'd be dope as fuck.
If they did, it's going to cost more than $215. Yes. I'll tell you that right now.
That's gonna be a...
That'll run about $350.
That might be more.
Easily $350.
It can be potentially more depending on how they want to do it too. And if it's like your literally own scale suit, that's gonna be like $500 or $600.
If it's built to your body and they make it right there, it's one probably gonna be between $300 to $600. And there's probably gonna be a limited amount of spaces.
Yeah.
For that. Because there's no way you can...
The lightsaber thing, you do... Sometimes it's... You need reservations for the lightsaber.
That makes sense.
I didn't hate it. We kind of were able to, like, be able to be like, reserve us. We, you know, did our thing for it. It was really cool. I'm not sure how they're going to do the build your own suit, but I am excited to try that out.
That's going to be cool. The buildings and the rides are going to be interactive, just like Star Wars Land is, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The Avengers building artwork was presented. There's not much else that we can tell you except...
It is very sleek looking. This is going to be a very good looking land.
And what pretty much makes or breaks a land are the food.
Yeah.
The food, we did get information on this. Ant-Man and his technology is gonna have something to do with the food.
So we're gonna have some small ass hamburgers.
Or big ass hamburgers.
Yeah.
It just depends. I'm excited to see where this goes. They're gonna be able to use so much creativity with this. This is gonna be
insane. Yeah, the Imagineers are gonna we're in good hands because Galaxy's Edge is fucking phenomenal.
If you can get Avengers Campus to Galaxy's Edge level with that amount of space, you're gonna be raking in so much money for Disney.
They already are raking in a lot of money.
More.
You know, it's gonna be dumb. They're gonna be able to buy Sony.
So sadly, for those that are in Florida, you have to go
without
across the coast just to be able to see this. However, you guys have something that we don't.
And that's fucking Epcot.
You have Epcot. Epcot is having a whole restoration
of just the world.
Of the world.
And it looks phenomenal. I haven't been personally, but I've seen videos, I've seen things. And trust me when I say, like, I keep touching on Galaxy's Edge because we're talking about parks, and I'm kind of hype. But, like, I had only seen Galaxy's Edge in pictures and videos and stuff. And when I was there in person, I can bring my cousin Robert on here to vouch for me when I literally say when I walked in and was able to see some of the shit that was there in person,
mm-hmm.
I was at a loss of words. Like, I was literally stumbling. I was like,
Loss of words, single tear runs down with a smile on his face.
That was almost me when I saw the Falcon. I was literally like, wow, I didn't, what? And then me and Robert kind of looked at each other like, I don't know what the fuck to say. He's like, I don't know either. Like,
did you try the blue liquid?
No, I didn't get to try the blue or green milk. I'm a little depressed.
Okay, so it's milk, right?
Yeah, it's milk.
Okay, my dad were having a conversation about that.
But anyway, Epcot's getting a lot of fucking changes.
So for those that don't know what's happening is, and what Epcot is, first of all, Epcot is basically a huge park within Disney World.
Yeah, Disney World's fucking gigantic, by the way.
Disney World is, what, three or four times bigger than Disneyland?
Yeah, and has, like, a whole bunch of different parks. It's pretty nuts.
Epcot is basically where you can go to different countries without having to actually go to that country.
But also, go visit that country. Travel the world. Live your dreams.
Do it. What's happening is they're now associating more Disney movies within those countries. For example, Frozen is going to Norway. Mary Poppins is going to Great Britain. Beauty and the Beast is going to France, along with Ratatouille, which you don't hear shit about Ratatouille anymore.
They have their own ride in France, and I think they're getting it as well in Epcot.
Yep.
I wonder if we're going to get that. I don't know where it fit, but I wonder if we're going to get it.
I hope so. Another movie that's really underrated is Ratatouille.
Okay.
There is a lot of fans in that movie. Don't even start.
I know. Ratatouille can beat Stuart Little's ass, though.
Hell yeah. the brand new thing that was announced for Epcot, Moana is gonna be involved in it somehow.
It looks like, from what, like, concept art looked like, it looks like it's gonna be like a little, like, you remember how they had in Bugs Land?
Uh-huh.
Like little water things? Looks like it might be like something like that.
The name is called Journey Through Water.
Yeah, and it, like, the concept art looks great. The colors, the vibrant, it kind of has the vibrant coloring of Moana.
Yeah.
And it looks, from concept art, it looks fantastic. And I'm definitely, like, gonna want to be going to Walt Disney World within the next few years to go visit this.
We're also getting Guardians of the Galaxy. It's gonna be put in there somewhere. I don't know if this is...
It's a roller coaster.
It's not Tower of Terror, correct?
No, they are not replacing Tower of Terror. Because they would lose their fucking minds in Florida. Just like we lost our minds, but they didn't care.
Most people like Guardians better.
I'm gonna be real with you here. Guardians is better, but then it's not.
It's the history behind
Tower of Terror. Just
Tower of Terror, but
yeah.
The big thing here, according to people, was the Mary Poppins announcement. This is the first permanent ode to Julie Andrews. Since it debuted in 1964.
Yeah, the people of Florida, people who are planning to visit Florida, Walt Disney World soon. This is fucking huge for them, and people who regularly go, like how I would regularly go to Anaheim, or used to go to regularly. This is something that's like, holy shit, we're getting like a big fucking thing.
Because the only thing we really have at Disneyland is you get to meet Mary Poppins,
and she was recently. I mean, her big float finale just kind of got replaced because they, like, that parade's no longer being used. But she did have that, and that was a really cool float.
She also does have like one horse on that carousel
Yeah.
to commemorate to her.
Well, I wouldn't. It's not
It's
necessarily.
commemorated to. It has something involved with Mary Poppins, correct?
I don't know, because sometimes they say it is, and then it's not. It's weird.
Either way, Florida, you're getting Mary Poppins whether you like it or not.
The Florida getting a giant thing to Epcot, from which I've heard a lot of people have wanted. So this is
Which,
something that's good for them.
good. So that was last part of Disney Parks. I'm excited for Disney Parks.
I'm super excited for Disney Parks. I'm excited for the Marvel Campus. I'm excited for the feature that they're going to throw for Florida, because, like I said, my life goal is to visit all of them.
Yep. This was a good
Oh,
D23.
actually,
What
wait. We forgot one thing.
was it?
Florida's getting the Tron ride.
Oh, yes. So those who don't know, it's in Hong Kong or Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Shanghai has a beautiful Tron
Tron roller
ride
coaster.
that Disney World is getting. So
Y'all also getting that.
yeah, you guys are not getting Avengers Campus, but you're
Guardians
getting Guardians.
and Tron.
I hate you for Tron because I've seen video of this ride.
Oh, it looks fucking
It
gorgeous.
looks amazing. So screw you, Florida.
But still, we love you.
Yeah. So that's it for Disney Parks.
I couldn't be more excited.
I couldn't either. This is gonna be a fantastic next couple years for Disney.
Yeah, Disney. I think that what's cool about D23 is, like, it's kind of like what you said before we started recording, where, like, it's every 2 years, so they just have time to blow a load in 2 years
Yeah.
at D23. Like, here's everything we fucking own now.
No, I brought my water.
All right,
Well,
Justin's a dumbass and drops the water. My bad,
yeah,
guys.
we're just gonna continue.
Next on is the Disney films.
James, you're going to be very angry with most of this list, so just let's try to keep it to a minimum, all right?
Okay, I'll try.
So for these movies, we don't have a lot of information. Well, we didn't write down the information that we were given for a lot of these. We're kind of just gonna go down the list and give our opinions.
Basically. And throw out some of the information that we do know.
So Frozen 2 is coming. Everyone knows this is happening.
Yeah, there's been a trailer. What was kind of revealed here was more additions to the cast.
Which we found out. So the big thing going into this was Elsa's sexuality, orientation, all that kind of stuff. To those that actually cared, she's not getting a girlfriend. Sorry to hear it. Sorry to say it. Sorry for you to hear it. She's not. That was confirmed 100%.
I think I agree with YouTuber I watch called CinemaWins when he says, like, representation is good,
You don't need it in every movie.
but it shouldn't be forced.
At all.
Like, it can just be as simple as, like, you don't even have to mention the fact that, like, someone's gay. It could just be like, oh, like, boyfriend comes in, boom, kiss. Like, okay, that person kisses another guy, boom, they're gay. Like, they're together.
They did the
They're a
same.
thing.
They did the thing with that in Beauty and the Beast with Gaston, LeFou.
I mean, there's, I can kind of tell you it was that a thing for him, even in the original. It's a little weird.
Next up, we have Rise of the Skywalker.
I could not be more fucking hyped.
This is the name of the brand new Star Wars movie, right? And
Yes.
this ties in with the story.
Yes, this
Okay, so
is
it's this one.
supposed to end the Skywalker saga.
It won't.
It more than likely won't. He's
Disney's
not
gonna
wrong.
rake in the money. I'm not
But.
the I am I'm not gonna say it. I'm not a Star Wars fan just because I haven't watched the movies, but just by the judgment of what Disney does, this is not the last Star Wars.
I
The
yeah,
last
he's
Skywalker.
probably not wrong, but, like, they showed a trailer, and then to specifically D23, and then after D23 they showed it to the public. And holy hell, this looks like it's gonna be really fucking good. If Rey turns, which she probably won't, it's probably just a vision, but there's an actual, like, at the end, Rey, like, is in, like, Sith cloak, full on Sith lightsaber, boom, like Darth Maul type shit.
You're gonna wanna watch this if you're a Star Wars fan and you haven't watched this trailer yet. First of all, what are you doing? Second of all,
Then
go
there's
watch
no
it.
way they haven't.
Go watch the trailer.
It looks. I'm excited.
Next up is Jungle Cruise. This is a live action movie,
Based off the ride.
which is weird because usually you get a ride based off a movie. Right?
No.
Really?
Pirates of the Caribbean? The Haunted Mansion?
That was before?
Justin, where the fuck have you been living?
Shut up. Anyway, the one thing we know about Jungle Cruise, the one thing I know about Jungle Cruise is that it's gonna have its first, Disney's gonna be casting its first openly gay lead actor. And that's all we pretty much know. I believe it's 2022, 2023, around the release, so it's gonna be a while, but,
The Rock's in it.
Yeah, The Rock is in it, which he's in most movies like that.
The Rock's in this, John Krasinski's wife.
I don't know who that is.
I'm drawing a blank on her name.
Is it Pam from The Office?
No. Emily Blunt. I believe she's in this. And she's a fantastic actress. And The Rock is fucking Dwayne.
Until we have more information, I really can't have an opinion on it other than good actors.
I can't have an opinion on it other than most of the movies based off Disney rides have pretty much kind of flopped. Well. So I don't know how to feel.
We're getting a sequel to the Maleficent movie.
Which no one fucking asked for.
Except my friend's mom. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Angelina Jolie is reprising her role as Maleficent.
I didn't ask for any of this.
Okay, well.
I didn't ask to be tortured.
I need to lay down, my back's coming.
I, like, Justin told me to contain myself, so I am. But I didn't ask for this shit. I know Yoshi Johnson definitely didn't ask for this shit. Yeah, me and him have a strong hatred towards Maleficent. The movie itself. Like, Maleficent's a badass villain.
It's a great character, but...
But what the fuck?
Well...
Mulan! Another Disney live-action remake that I'm not excited for.
This live-action has been put through the ringer, and it hasn't even been released.
We got a trailer.
You got one trailer, and then you have... Announcement that there's no Mushu, there's no, what's his name?
Mushu's being replaced by Phoenix. Li Shang.
There's no Li Shang, there's no music.
Which, no music, I can deal with if they want to go grittier. Because, you know, it is a movie about fucking war.
But one of the best things about Mulan was the music, let's be real.
Yeah, it was.
So that's a big...
Like a girl worth fighting for? Banger.
And then you
I'll
also...
I'll make a fucking man out of you? That's my soul, Justin.
Yep.
That's part of me.
Another one that...
Reflections?
Okay.
Makes me fucking cry.
James. Contain yourself. There's also been a controversy between the lead actress and the police of Korea. We're not going to get into that part.
Cruella, because we needed Cruella as a fucking live action god.
The one positive thing about this, Cruella is being played by Emma Stone.
She has a very grunge look.
The look is fine to me. It's nothing too crazy. It looks like Emma Stone in a Cruella de Vil cosplay, which I guess is what they're going for, but...
It looks okay. But my question is, why?
Money?
Disney, relax.
Look, let's be real. People are, like, no matter what...
You own half the fucking country. You're fine.
You can always make more. next up, we're going to have two Pixar movies. One that was announced at D23 and one that was announced before it, but we have not too much information on it. The first one is the one that announced at D23. This is Pixar's Soul.
The characters look cute.
That's about it.
They announced the casting and a bit of the plot, but honestly, I forgot to look into it. And like we said, we didn't really write anything down. So this is our bad on not knowing too much about Pixar Soul. Other than the characters look cute. And it's another Pixar movie. And Pixar usually delivers.
Yeah, Pixar usually doesn't have bad movies.
Unless your Cars 2 or Cars the franchise.
Yep, okay. next up is Pixar's Onward. Now this...
Which is I am excited for.
This... I was actually talking to your cousin about this.
Which one?
He does...
Robert?
Yep.
Okay.
He doesn't know where this is going to fit into the Disney theory. Disney Pixar,
the Pixar theory. Maybe this is just the way of like, yeah, this shit don't exist, dog. This is just a theory.
Either way, the concept for this movie is interesting. It's based off of mythical creatures. If the asteroid didn't hit and now they're living in a modern society.
It looks cool.
It looks really cool. It looks interesting. It's going to be the two main actors... Or voice actors are going to be Tom Holland and
Chris Pratt.
So
Chris Pratt is just straight up doing his Thor impression from an Infinity War for this voice, and I could not be like more happy about it.
There's not. I don't see how this movie could go bad.
Neither do I, unless like Sony just owns like Tom Holland and yank him away.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
This is kind of another one we did not do that much research on, other than we know it's a thing. It's a new Disney animated movie, and Awkwafina's in it.
This is not Pixar. This is Disney Animation.
Yes.
Those usually are average to good.
It's either they're average or really fucking good. I don't think there's really any in between.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it for Disney movie films.
Not time for
some good, some bad for Disney films.
Mm-hmm.
Now the big thing that came out of D23 that was announced before it was Disney Plus, which is their
streaming service.
It's their streaming service,
which is a real fucking bargain. $7 a month for like all the shit that's gonna be on there.
Yeah, which also we have to make a note of. They offered guests at D23 a 3-year plan where you paid less than $250, I believe.
For 3 years of this?
For 3 years.
That sounds great.
It's not a bad deal.
It's not.
If you really think about it.
Shit, I wish I was there. I would have been like,
you're saving.
Sign me the fuck up.
You're saving. You're paying a third of the cost for 3 years.
I would have. Yeah, sign me up for that.
Yeah. Nothing bad about that for me. So they did announce quite a bit of things. They announced Disney Plus and they announced Disney Marvel stuff. We're going to separate those into two. We're going to talk about the Disney Plus first. That's mainly focused on Disney.
And then the other one will be Marvel, because Marvel done dropped some pretty fire shit.
Marvel, we're saving for last because basically they took this.
They took this, and we've talked a lot about Marvel, and we have showed our love for Marvel, and Marvel was our Lord and Savior. Yep. Marvel was love, Marvel was life.
So let's get to this. Noelle is a Disney, I believe it's a show.
No, it's a movie.
Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's a Disney Plus original, I guess, is what they're calling it.
Disney Plus movie. This is focused mainly on Santa Claus's daughter, I believe.
I think it's sister.
Is it sister or daughter?
Daughter or sister. One of the two.
It's one of the two. Three actors have been cast in this. That are significant names: Anna Kendrick, Bill Hader, and Billy Eichner.
You spelled his name wrong.
Did I? Or is it E, isn't it?
It's an E, yeah.
Whatever.
Bill Hader's fantastic. Anna Kendrick's fantastic.
Billy Eichner is very versatile.
And he's fantastic.
Yeah. Next up is The World According to Jeff Goldblum, featuring Jeff Goldblum.
It's a bit of an inside show. I hate myself for this one. If you're wondering why we said featuring Jeff Goldblum, is because when we were writing down the notes, I was like reading down the list of what got announced, and I was like, The World of Jeff Goldblum featuring Jeff Goldblum, and Justin just gave me the stupidest face. I'm like, you better write that in. And here we are.
Yeah.
A whole like hour later, and it's actually here.
That's also the actual name of the show.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is it actually said?
That's the actual name of the show.
I know the World According to Jeff Goldblum, but it does also have
it has featuring Jeff Goldblum.
That's fucking fantastic.
That's such a Jeff Goldblum thing to do.
I love it.
Next up, probably one of the most famous and the most beloved cartoons on Disney Channel when it was on.
Phineas and Ferb, the movie.
Phineas and Ferb is getting another movie. This is entitled Phineas and Ferb, the movie, Candace Against the Universe. There wasn't much information on this one, was it?
No.
Just announcement, but
it seems, you know, if they bring back the cast and everything, this should be fine.
We'll be fine with this one. Trust me. Next up is Forky Asked Questions. There's no way this can be bad if Forky's in the title of your name. Let's be real. Forky took over as Toy Story 4.
You know what? We need to do a Toy Story 4 review.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Because people know that's my shit. Especially because that fucking list. The Pixar list one. The one Ileana showed up for that never came back to.
That's gonna be good. Next up is Encore.
It's a reality TV series executively produced by Kristen Bell, which is
Anna.
There wasn't much information about this. There was a trailer. I just decided not to watch it because honestly, I don't seem that interested in this.
Yeah, reality series. I mean, we kind of knew they were gonna do at least one of them.
Apparently, High School Musical is getting one too.
We're gonna get there because I have opinions on that one. The Muppets Now. It is an unscripted short series.
I'm actually pretty excited for this to see what, like, Maybe to see how far is too far for the Muppets.
When the Muppets can go, they'll go.
Yeah, and it's unscripted, so they just literally, it's gonna be all improv. I'm excited to see what the puppeteers can do. And I literally just finished watching a little mini docuseries on YouTube about Jim Henson and the Muppets and stuff, so I'm excited.
Next up, announced officially the next season of Star Wars: The Clone Wars on Disney XD. This is premiering in upcoming February.
You just called Disney XD. Just
Yeah, this is on Disney XD.
Disney Plus.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm dumb. I originally was on Disney XD.
There you go. Attaboy.
Yep. And more Star Wars news. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
Ewan McGregor is reprising his role as
Yes.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
As you can tell, James is not happy about
Yes.
this.
Bitch. Obi-Wan's literally my favorite Star Wars character of all fucking time.
And he's getting.
And he's getting it. And it's supposed to be a little bit later down the line, I think 8 years down the line of the start of the war and shit. It's gonna be great. I'm excited.
Next up is Lizzie McGuire. This when I when this got announced, this got a huge pop.
Understandably so, because they actually have Hilary Duff coming back. Now, can you fuck off with your
I
drops of
know.
water?
Hilary Duff, Lizzie McGuire, this is one of the most popular shows when it was on. Also the movie was fantastic. But this is has one thing that I don't like about spin-off shows. She's going to New York. And my problem is, why does every spin-off series have to go to New York?
Maybe she's gonna go visit the Marvel Hotel.
If that's part of it, low key down.
I doubt that'll be an actual thing, but Disney can plug Disney. So, you know what? You're welcome.
They've done it before.
You're welcome, Disney.
The next thing that's coming up, we had no idea what it's about. Secret Society of Secondborn Worlds.
Yeah, they just kind of said they showed a logo. They said two people were casting it, and Justin didn't write them down.
You didn't tell me who they were.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Who were they?
I fucking forgot.
Okay.
But
Both of our faults.
yeah. Now time for something I'm gonna be very excited for.
Lady and the Tramp live action coming to Disney Plus.
Disney, stop.
The one good thing about this is the dogs are
All
adorable.
dogs are adorable.
That's about it. Worth.
Oh.
Two more for Disney Plus, and then we're gonna take a short break. Because it's hot and this only goes for about an hour recording. And we're almost there.
The Mandalorian.
This is another Star Wars series.
Another one I'm excited for. They released the trailer. It looks really fucking good.
The Mandalorian is based off that one stormtrooper, right? Or that
Is
one.
it the Mandalorian or their own thing? They're bounty hunters.
Okay, I don't know anything.
They're fucking bounty hunters, Justin.
The pop came out, it looks cool.
The pop did look cool.
That's about as much as I know about it.
Now time for one Justin's excited for. Woohoo!
I'm excited that I'm not excited for this.
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
This is the dumbest name for a show I have ever seen.
I think it's fantastic.
You think the name of the show is
I
fantastic?
see
Or
this
you're
as an
just.
absolute win.
Okay, you're just straight up bullshitting me.
It looks interesting. It kind of has an Office vibe, which is a very weird thing to give a High School Musical show.
Or a genius thing, let's be real. We were both in high school drama. There was a lot of shit talking
There
going on that stage.
was.
Let's be real.
Oh, the frog. Anyway.
What?
Oh,
Oh,
no.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, besides us throwing shade, this is gonna be something that's gonna be interesting to both of us. It's like we literally both said when we said that Kenny Ortega was inducted into the Disney
Disney
Hall of
Legends,
Fame.
yeah. High School Musical was a big part of both of our lives. I still sometimes watch it to this day. I still listen to the music to this day.
All right, now you're just wild in a bit.
I still watch listen to it this day.
I'll listen to a few songs. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You still listen to it.
Like one or two songs, or the whole soundtrack. Who knows? Anyway.
Right, so we're going to stop the recording for a second just to take a break
Cool
because we've been
off.
talking for about an hour.
And also cool off.
And when we get back, we're gonna be talking about Marvel.
Yeah.
The big winner of D23. So stay right there. And we're back for the most anticipated part of D23.
Phase 4 and 5, kind of?
Generally, all just Marvel.
Yeah. Some good old MCU goodness. Who doesn't love the MCU?
Right now, I'm not a huge fan of the MCU, but it's not their fault.
It's like Disney and Sony's. Anyway, like I said, that's next week.
Yep. And you're going to want to come for that one, because we're going to have a lot of opinions.
A lot of opinions. This is probably going to be as much cussing as our first fucking episode.
Oh, yeah. We listened back to the first couple seconds of the first episode.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Yeah.
You're very sorry.
We were very green, and we just cussed a lot.
It's just us in general. But still, we're sorry. That's like an unhealthy amount. We genuinely apologize for that.
So, we're now going into Phase 4 and Phase 5 and Disney Plus for Marvel.
Which is very bold to put some things on Disney Plus.
It is, but I think it's going to work for them just because... Well, we'll get to that when we get to the Disney Plus part. But let's start with Marvel Phase 4. This is coming off of the most anticipated
MCU movie to fucking date.
Yep. It was 10 years in the making, which is an impressive feat, to be honest with you. So, we're going to start... I believe I had these in order of when they're going to come out.
You forgot a movie.
Did I?
You forgot Blade.
When's that coming in?
Huh?
When's that coming in?
They said either the end of Phase 4 or beginning of Phase 5.
We could just wait for that.
I'm just saying, you know.
Whatever. Blade's coming.
Yay! We'll get more to it when we get to it, I guess.
Yeah, towards like the where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with Black Widow.
Am I the only one that's actually pretty excited for this?
No, you're not the only one. I've actually been waiting for a Black Widow movie. I was kind of hoping it'd be a Black Widow Hawkeye combined movie.
Well, Hawkeye's getting a series.
Yeah, we at least got that. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get more into that.
But
we're not gonna reference a lot of the other shit. Well, yeah, we'll go more in depth in the
kind of have to because
MCU is all connected,
it all ties together.
Yeah.
Black Widow has a release date of May 1st, 2020. So for the rest of the year, nothing Marvel
until we get Black Widow.
Until we get Black Widow, which is next May. No, we'll have some Disney Plus series coming out before then.
We might. It depends on when they decide to release them.
That's true. This is, as you guys know, you should have watched the movie by now.
It's a prequel?
It's a prequel. So, as you guys know, Black Widow has sadly been killed off of the MCU.
She's dead.
This is an origin movie.
It's an origin slash, it takes part, if I'm not mistaken... Before Civil War?
Yeah, I think so. Between like that.
It's in between one of the... It's in between some of the movies. I just forgot what movies they were.
It's going to touch on... This is something that was only talked about in Age of Ultron.
Which was her origin.
Which is her origin. Natasha has one of the craziest origins out of all of the Marvel characters.
She can't have kids.
She can't have kids. She was trained to be a killer. It's...
He has a pretty fucked up backstory. The way it seems. David Harbour's in this movie. He's the Red Guardian. And they're unveiled what the costume's gonna look like. And I love David Harbour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you love David Harbour.
This is Hopper, right?
Yes.
I haven't watched Stranger Things.
You know, why are we doing this podcast? Why the fuck aren't we binge watching this shit right now? What the fuck? David Harbour's great. Anything I think he honestly does. I'm excited for him to be in the MCU. As much as I wanted him to be the fucking Thing, I'm okay with him being the Red Guardian.
Which is another episode we'll probably end up doing is future castings.
And this is something I know everyone was excited about this movie, even though I don't know a lot. It's Black Widow kind of polarizing topic for some people. Taskmaster coming to the MCU.
He will be in
this movie. And they showed off concept art.
A lot of big names that were wanted for the MCU are going to come in this movie, and that's a great thing. This is going to be a really great first movie going into this new phase. It's basically going to be a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, and it's even though it's going to be part of the phase, we're probably not gonna see too much
other
of
new
the
stuff. Yeah.
future of the MCU, which is pretty interesting.
This
I
is.
think you could have easily fit this into phase three.
You could have, but I think it's smart that you did it because now that she's gone, we get to really, like, it's gonna hit us hard, like, wow, this is, like, what happened.
Yes and no, because at the same time it could have hit us harder when she got yeeted off fucking the mountain, Splash Mountain.
That's also true.
That we knew her fucking backstory and we're like, damn, she went through all this just to sacrifice herself for the greater good.
This is another thing that we also need to point out for this movie is this is the start of phase four. If this is a bad movie, that's a bad start.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just hoping this isn't another, what's a bad Marvel movie?
Hulk.
Yeah, this is a Hulk, this is bad for
This is
phase
a
four.
Hulk. This is an Iron Man 3, which is getting some redemption. That's coming up soon.
But if it's along those lines, then this is going to be,
This is going to be an interesting phase.
yep.
Up next, the Eternals.
Yeah, this so another thing that's happening in this is that we're starting
Wave.
the new wave of heroes and basically the new Avengers.
The Eternals, I don't know too much about them.
Neither do I, other than Angelina Jolie is playing one of the Eternals.
I know they revealed the entire cast of the Eternals, and they have them in their costumes, which looked really sleek. Another person I know who's in it is the guy who was with Batista in that one movie.
Oh, what's his name? It was the Indian guy, right?
Yeah. Is he Indian? I don't want to, like, just
He's
guess
Indian.
what he
I
is.
believe he's Indian. He was in that movie Stuber, right?
Stuber, yeah, it was Stuber.
I don't remember his name. He was just at WrestleMania too. I should know his name.
Yeah, we're wrestling people and
Yeah, we're
recruiting.
wrestling fans if you didn't pick that up yet. But
You mentioned another podcast too.
this is going to be another big movie because this is the first introduction to a new hero since Black Panther.
Yeah. And it's like the big introduction of not very well-known ones, I guess, since Guardians.
Yeah, because Guardians, they just pulled out of nowhere.
They're
Like,
like, here's Guardians, here's James Gunn, go ham. And James Gunn went ham.
yeah, and
And Jin comes back.
yeah,
Last D23, he was fired. And
now
this one, he's
he's
back.
back and he's also directing some DC stuff, so
Yeah,
he's
he's
kind
doing the
of
reboot of Suicide Squad.
he's kind
'Cause
of winning.
he is, which I don't think Suicide Squad needs a reboot.
Okay, well, yeah, I didn't, but
You know what?
it's happening. Eternals has a date of November 6th, 2020. So that's an so we're gonna have at least two movies for 2020.
And some Disney Plus stuff, more than
And
likely.
Disney Plus stuff, obviously. Next up is another new character. We actually know the actor. We don't know. Well, we know who is casted as this. We don't know the name, even though I don't know his name. Check the guy's Twitter. He's a really like humble, really funny guy,
And he's excited
and
as
he's.
hell to be in this.
I actually we should just look up his name right now. This guy is a legend because he talked this into existence.
He really did. Shout out to this guy.
Shang-Chi movie, actor.
What is thy name?
His name is. What is his name?
Is that not right there?
Oh yeah, Simu Li.
John,
Simu Liu. Liu.
how did you miss that?
I wear glasses. I'm blind. Simu Liu. We're probably butchering that name, but
Yeah, how's it feel?
shut up. This guy talked this into existence, and he made it happen. And he is
Beyond excited.
beyond excited to be playing this. He's did a Q&A, and he mentioned a lot of the Marvel actors. He mentioned how excited he is to do this movie.
Reminds you of Tom Holland.
He's very much like Tom Holland. He's a mix of Tom Holland and Ryan Reynolds.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah. But this is coming out February 12th, 2021. This is Shang-Chi and Legend of the Ten Rings.
And if you guys should know what the Ten Rings are, it's what should have happened in Iron Man 3.
So that's happening. Next up is the sequel to Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Which is supposed to be the first MCU horror film.
I hate horror films, but I'm gonna have to watch it because it's MCU.
I don't mind horror films. I think most of them recently have been pretty bad. I'm excited. Just because it's MCU wise. And maybe we'll get a good horror film for something.
To be fair, we had James Wan directing Aquaman, and there are rumors saying this is supposed to be the scary movie of DC, and it became a comedy, so.
Yeah, and I believe they have the guy who did the first Doctor Strange coming back for this. And also, Wanda's in this shit.
Oh yes, Wanda, Scarlet Witch is gonna be in this movie. So that's gonna be
I saw like a meme going on that like everything that Wanda has like been a part of or been close to, and they die.
Oh God, please no.
So I don't think it'd be true for Doctor Strange because it seemed like the big three is gonna be Captain Marvel, Black Panther, and Doctor Strange.
Result of death, the third Olsen sister.
But I'm excited because we get to dive more into the Doctor Strange universe, which has amazing fucking
It
visuals.
wasn't t it was a big part of Infinity War and Endgame, but it really wasn't touched again until Endgame with that one scene.
That fantastic scene.
Yeah, it was a great scene, but
They should have seen it. The fucking Avengers symbol. You know what we're talking about.
yeah.
Everyone knows what we're talking about.
Next up is this is the last movie I believe that was announced for Phase 4.
Yes and no.
Yes and no, sorry.
Depends.
This is Thor: Love and Thunder, which has a date of November 5th, 2021. Also, I don't know if we said it. Doctor Strange has May 7th, 2021.
Don't even think we. I think we kind of skipped the dates on the other ones. Wait a minute.
Well, let's just recap that again. Black Widow, May 1st, 2020. Eternals, November 6th, 2020. Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings, February 12th, 2021. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, May 7th, 2021. Thor: Love and Thunder, November 5th, 2021.
Anyway, now we get to touch
Now we
more
can
on
talk about
Thunder.
Thor. This has Jessica Alba, right? Or am I completely wrong?
For, what do you mean?
Casted in this.
I know Natalie Portman's back.
That's who it is. Never mind. It's
I
Natalie
was
Portman.
like, what are you talking about?
Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba's
That's
Transformers?
Megan Fox.
I'm back.
Anyways, Hemsworth is back. Taika Waititi is back.
Taika, that's the big name of this movie, is Taika.
Does it talk Taika? Taika?
Taika
Taka
White.
and
Taika
Taka?
YTT.
Talk Taika?
Taika.
Taika? Okay. Taika.
That means we're getting Korg.
Korg is coming.
We're getting more Korg, man.
Didn't put in the pamphlets. Anyway, this is gonna be fantastic.
Every Thor movie, except the second one, was amazing.
I'd say except the first and second. But anyways, Natalie Portman's back. I know a lot of people are excited about that. And she's going to wield the hammer. From what it seems.
This is gonna be good.
Why'd you do that voice?
What?
I don't know. The voice is weird. No, don't do that again. That was kind of
Why?
scary. No, stop.
It's gonna be a fantastic movie. I can just tell. It's gonna get a big audience because of
Because
female,
Ragnarok, where a lot of people like Ragnarok.
and also the female representation is also gonna be a big part of that.
I don't know. A lot of people hated the fucking one scene in Endgame too, so I don't know
Okay. Well,
how
wait,
that's
really?
gonna
People
be.
hated that scene? I love that scene.
Some people were like, this is unnecessary. I don't know. It was a pretty. We'll get into that in the Endgame review.
So that's it for Phase 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movies, which seems kind of.
Small.
So I'm gonna guess that they're gonna. Two things are gonna happen. Phase 4 is gonna be the transition. Is obviously gonna be the transition between 3 and 5, but it's gonna be like a hard transition. Or.
Well, then plus you're getting some of the Disney Plus stuff to go along
Which is
with
what I was
it.
gonna get at. This is it's a lot of the plot is gonna move within the Disney. So.
So you're not gonna want to miss out on Disney Plus, is what we're trying to say.
Yep. We already have a start on Phase 5, actually, guys. Black Panther 2 is coming May 6th, 2022.
Expect that to rake in a lot of money. We just know a lot of the obviously a lot of the cast coming back because it's MCU. Ryan Coogler is coming back to direct. I'm excited. I kind of thought Black Panther the first one was a tad bit overrated.
I thought it was at first I was so gung ho about it, and then I thought about it again. I talked to my dad about it, and I realized
It's good.
it's decent.
It's good.
It
It's
should
just.
not be the most highest rated Marvel movie, though.
It's good, but it's not as good as everyone like hyped it
Says
up
it
to be.
is.
Yeah,
It's
that's just our personal opinion, I guess. I know Justin hates it a little bit more than I do.
I don't like Eric Killmonger.
All right, now
to be fair, I don't like Michael B. Jordan in general.
Yeah, no, Yoshi Johnson would come in with a like shotgun and just end you. But
bring it. I'm not invited to WrestleMania.
Yeah, for real. But
no, please no. Your WrestleMania watch party is great.
There's not much news on this, but we just know it's happening, and Ryan Coogler is coming back.
I've actually heard rumors that Namor is the is the villain, and it's gonna be played by, that guy from Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
The main guy from Crazy Rich Asians, which that guy and has become like. The guy was a real estate agent, and now he's a famous Hollywood actor.
What a guy! Chase your dreams, kids. Sorry, I didn't
quite catch that. Shut up, Siri.
Because I didn't want to say anything, Siri. Anyway.
God. Anyway.
We're forgetting about Blade.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a that. I forgot that was a thing. Blade is returning. It's getting a reprisal. Idris Elba is not coming back.
It wasn't Idris Elba to begin with.
Who was it?
Wesley fucking Snipes.
God damn, I'm so bad at this.
Mahershala Ali is the new Blade, and I couldn't be more excited.
Tell the people who don't know who that is.
Mahershala Ali, that is, you ever seen Green Book?
Sure.
Really good movie. Won Best Picture in the Oscars this year. What else is he in? He's also, Aaron Davis. You're just gonna look at me and not something else? Like, you're just gonna give me that look? Leave me hanging? Do you not know who Aaron Davis is? Nope. It's the Prowler.
Oh! Oh, that's a good casting.
Oh, fucking Christ. Okay. Justin. Yeah, go ahead. Just like I walked out on the Disney list. I'm still not over that, Mikey. I'll fight you if you're listening.
So that's it for Marvel Phases. Now we're going to be getting into the good stuff.
The Disney Plus shit. Yes.
There's one that has a general date. And the rest of these are going to come out randomly.
They even have a year? Except for some of the other ones that like really got announced at D23?
Yeah, so some of these are going to say that they're coming out in year one or year two. We can assume year two is 2021. Year three, and so on and so forth. First up.
Start it off.
The Falcon and Winter Soldier, which has a date of August 2020.
I'm excited.
There's no reason not to be. It's Falcon and it's Bucky.
It's Captain America.
I have opinions.
They gave us the central plot of this. Baron Zemo is coming back. The actor's coming back to reprise his role as Zemo.
Yep.
To be the main antagonist. The central plot of this is the general world does not want Falcon as Captain America.
Oh my god, that sounds so like me.
It sounds like the general world in right now.
Look, come on, guys. We should just you could have chosen Bucky, and we would have all been happy.
They have more to work with when it's Falcon.
Still.
Anyway, I'm excited for this. Sebastian and Anthony Mackie are always hilarious together when they're Falcon and Bucky. So getting them together.
Sadly, they're not coming back. That was a joke. Wasn't a good joke.
It wasn't. It didn't throw me off. I was just like,
they're coming back.
They're coming back. It's MCU. They usually force people back.
Except RDJ. He's okay. I was gonna say RDJ, but all right.
Well, because RDJ can't.
Yep.
He's dead.
This is rumored to have 6 episodes. Also, Sharon Carter is supposed to somehow be involved in this.
I wouldn't doubt it. She was kind of heavily involved in, like, Captain America stuff until they were like, hey, Civil War is basically mini Avengers, so no Sharon Carter.
So that's going to be a great series. Next up is Loki.
I'm excited.
This is coming out year 2, which we can assume is 2021. Loki, we really don't know the main plot.
Well, the rumor is, since in Endgame, he kind of got away with the Tesseract.
Yep, that's basically where he's going to be.
They're saying he's, like, jumping around to different places in time and just kind of fucking around, really. Yep. Hiddleston is back. Couldn't be more excited.
Oh, that's sexy, man.
All right, so relax.
Okay, you know, I'm... You said it earlier, I'm single. Lonely.
It makes two of us. Except... You know what? Let's not touch on that. Next!
Next up is WandaVision. This is the movie. The show with Vision and Scarlet Witch. This is also a year two, so 2021, around there.
It's supposed to have like a sitcom kind of vibe.
I don't like that.
I guess we'll see how it is. The concept art looks pretty cool.
So this
seems like we might be getting more human Vision.
Yeah, this takes place in the supposed 1950s, but after Infinity War.
So Vision's alive?
I don't know.
Is like Wanda like going insane because of it?
Possibly. If that's the case, then I'm down, but a sitcom vibe is not.
I don't know how to feel about that either.
And here's the thing. I love Vision. I love Scarlet Witch. Their relationship was a really cool factor, but
a sitcom? I
don't know about a sitcom, guys.
Yeah, that's a little iffy.
This is the first show that's not really gonna go along. Yeah, not canon. Marvel's What If, which is coming out year one, which should be 2020. This is an animated show on how different events in comics could have ended up differently.
So it's gonna be interesting, like, let's say, like, what if the roles were reversed for Tony and Steve and they were different people, or like, yep. You know, different stuff like that. It's gonna be pretty cool to see.
This is basically a fan fiction, like, turned into a Marvel show.
Yeah, and they got a lot of people to reprise their roles for it. A surprising amount of people to reprise their roles.
I'm pretty sure, I think, don't quote me on this, I believe a YouTuber who I watch who was part of Smosh named Joshua Ovenshire, who's known as Jovenshire, is part of the behind the scenes of this show and is actually very knowledgeable when it comes to Marvel. So,
shout out to him.
Yeah, if he's... I believe that's what... this is the show he's a part of. I might be butchering that, but if he is, congratulations, that's going to be a really awesome show. Next up...
Was this actual stuff announced at D23? Because, like, this is kind of like...
I also didn't put
one of these. Did you really forget the one that I fucking...
Yeah, you even told me to put that in.
I did.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Multiple times.
Yeah. So next up is Miss Marvel.
I'm excited. This is going to be... This is Disney... These are Disney Plus shows,
by the way. Yeah, these are Disney Plus. There was no year on this one.
There was no year? There was no warning?
This was just randomly announced.
As were most of these.
Oh, yeah, these upcoming ones are pretty much randomly announced. Just to let you know.
She-Hulk.
I am excited for this. I popped so hard when this was announced. Now, this is the only bad thing about the show. Well, it's not really a bad thing. It's just, it's sad to hear. This is going to be transitioning Mark Ruffalo out of the MCU.
I say we keep him and have them both. That's just me.
I think everyone would like that. The only problem is I believe Mark Ruffalo is kind of just... He's never... Well, he's been spoiling a lot of stuff, so there might be some bad blood in there, but...
I don't think so.
And either or.
Maybe that's why Sony pulled Tom Holland.
But, yeah, this is supposed to transition him out. She-Hulk, for those that don't know, is...
The female Hulk.
Is the female Hulk. She is by day a lawyer. She was, I believe, either shot or she got into a car accident and she had to get a blood transfusion from her, I believe, cousin, who is Hulk. And that's now she has Hulk blood.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I wonder who they're going to have to cast Miss Marvel and She-Hulk.
I believe they casted... Did they cast She-Hulk?
No, I think that would have been a pretty big news thing if they did.
She-Hulk casting.
No. Is this real?
Is this her? Is this happening?
Is this real? I'm not sure if this is real.
I don't know. It says that there's a girl named Cree Summer. I can't tell.
Neither can I. I'm not sure if this is real.
Let me check her IMDb. Oh, come on, Clifford.
Apparently she's in Clifford. It seems like she's in more voice acting than actual.
I doubt this is her.
Yeah, so I don't think this has been casted.
Ignore what we said.
Yeah, although I'm pretty sure Cree Summer apparently was in Clifford, so you're a big part of my childhood. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Cree Summer. Next up is the one that I forgot to write down.
And James the one Green. That I am most fucking excited for.
Moon Knight, y'all.
Hey, that's kind of...
Oh, no!
You spilled the actual water this time, didn't you? You dumb bitch.
No, it's just mostly ice. We're fine.
Okay. I'll probably pick it up later. Yeah. You should. Before it melts in actual water.
Yeah, I apologize. Go ahead. Talk about Moon Knight.
Moon Knight is something that we have been asking for the longest.
Have we?
Yes, bitch.
Okay.
And if it's not Keanu... Listen here, Disney. If it's not Keanu, I swear to God, yeah, I'll come and find you.
That's been a...
I will come and find you. Okay. I'm not lying to you.
Okay.
You done messed up Toy Story 4?
Okay, James.
You better get this one right.
Okay, James.
All right. I'm all right.
Okay. The big casting rumor is that Keanu Reeves is supposed to be playing Moon Knight.
Fuck yes.
If that's the case, then Keanu Reeves has just added to his long list of achievements. This man has had a hell of a year.
He has.
With John Wick 3.
Being a meme at E3.
Toy Story 4.
Rizal.
This man just does everything.
He's killing it.
Sadly, guys, the last thing we have on here, Hawkeye.
I feel like we should end this in, like, a bigger thing, but fuck it. Hawkeye! He lives! Yeah. I think he should have been the one to fall down Splash Mountain.
He had a family.
Okay.
He
was also slaughtering, like, a lot of people in Japan.
That wasn't Hawkeye, that was Ronin.
It's the same fucking person.
Yeah, I know.
Although I'm excited for more Jeremy Renner, so.
Which, by the way, his music, low-key fire.
I didn't even know he made music.
Okay, we're listening to that after this.
While we're editing.
Hawkeye's getting his own TV series. This is also another transition show. This is supposed to be transitioning Hawkeye into Kate Bishop.
I'm okay with that. Which is... Do they have casting for that?
No.
Well, shit.
I know if they do Ironheart, they're going to cast Catherine Langford for that.
Which they'll most likely do Ironheart. Let's be real.
Yeah. But, which is going to be Tony Stark's daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's a wrap on D23, guys. Marvel pretty much stole the show with this one.
I say what stole the show for this one was Marvel. And what usually does is Marvel... What now? Ever since they've been a part of it,
Disney Parks
and Disney Parks.
Disney Parks was a huge thing this year, guys. But
here's the thing: Disney Parks was a huge thing because of Marvel. So Marvel kind of just done yanked this bitch.
Marvel kind of had a spot everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm excited for a lot of things coming out of this D23. Disney's gonna have a big year, more money. Probably gonna buy Sony.
So this is gonna be another 2 years before D23. But can we just imagine what they're gonna be announcing 2 years
at the we're next. Probably getting all of phase five.
We're getting all of phase five, probably some of phase six. We're probably gonna get a lot of what's I think what's gonna happen for Disney Parks is we're gonna get a lot of what's at different parks into, like, they're gonna swap things.
Yeah, what's coming, maybe even a new fucking Disney park with how much money they're probably gonna make off all of this shit.
Probably someone in the fucking Midwest, we don't know.
Yeah, fucking Disney park in La Puente or something.
Disney parks in Texas.
But, yeah, D23, it was really good this year. A lot of good hype generated, a lot of good feedback. A lot of people were excited.
It's going to be, like we said, we're going to keep saying it. It's going to be a hell of a next couple of years for Disney.
Yeah, Disney's killing the game and killing the monopoly.
Yep. So, that's a wrap on this podcast, guys.
Yeah.
This is the first one back in, like we said, almost a year.
Almost a year. We would have waited a few, like, weeks. It would have been a year.
We're going to try to...
We're not gonna try to. We're gonna be consistent.
We're going to be coming
with Wednesday episodes.
We're gonna be coming back every week, Wednesday / Thursday.
Be excited to hear our voices.
Yep. We may do.
We're gonna do some catch up and some new news because, like I said, we have missed out in almost a year. There's a lot of things we need to touch up on, like Far From Home, the Spider-Man stuff that's going on, Stan Lee's passing, Endgame.
A lot of Disney movies that have come out.
Maybe an updated Pixar ranking.
We're not doing that again.
I am. I have my list, and I literally update it every time.
I delete my old list. I don't even remember what's on it.
You guys are making a new one?
Oh, God. Okay.
Maybe some more top 10 lists, though. I'm not going to lie. Those are fun.
Though top 10 lists are probably one of my favorite things to do, just because it makes me think.
We do top 10, like, Disney songs or some stupid shit.
Oh, God. We'll figure stuff out, guys, but...
Yeah, but also, like, we used to do, just leave us recommendations.
Yeah, we have a... Oh, we should probably shout out our Instagram.
Yeah, we have an Instagram.
We have our new Instagram, at PCU Podcast on Instagram. Go ahead and follow it. And
there's underscores, because, you know, they hate me.
Oh, yeah, at PCU underscore podcast underscore?
It's podcast... Okay, it's podcast underscore cinematic underscore universe.
Right, it's that. Okay. Look us up. We have a brand new logo.
It looks fantastic.
Thank you. I created it.
You're welcome.
In like less than 15 minutes.
I also created an Instagram. And we also have a Twitter. I don't remember the name of the Twitter.
Go look it up real quick.
I will.
We're really going to try to make this. We're going to try to make this into a thing, guys.
Yeah, we're pushing this really hard, guys.
It's not even for not even for anything. It's just an opportunity for us to have fun and talk about nerd stuff.
Okay, give me a random at, and I don't like this at.
What was it?
It's like PCU96700223.
Get rid of the number.
I don't. I'm gonna figure out how to change it.
We'll get back to you guys on the Twitter. But yeah. Go ahead and follow us on
Instagram.
Podcast Cinematic Universe on Instagram. If you're not listening on Anchor, you're probably listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Go ahead and give us a follow there. Tune in weekly. You're going to be here weekly. I promise you that.
Yep. And have a great night, guys. Have a good day whenever you're listening to this. And we will see you
on Wednesday.
Later, guys.
Later.